Okay, good morning, everyone. Today's daf is daf lamed gimel. I apologize about yesterday. Sorry for you guys who are listening live and those who are listening online. I got a few people reaching out to me about why it wasn't posted, so my apologies. But let's pick it up on daf lamed gimel. So we got to the last, well, not we got to, but I hope we got to the last few lines of lamed beis, lamed beis, the last three lines. The Gemara is still in the midst of a gata, and we're going to, at the end of the daf, get into a very interesting story that you are all very familiar with. So the Gemara begins three lines up at the two dots, Be'avon Gezel. The Gemara has been talking about different averos that lead to different forms of punishment. So Be'avon Gezel, with the sin of stealing, Hagovai Ola, it's going to bring about a certain grasshopper coming, a certain locust, of the Harav Hove, and there's going to be a famine. Ubnei Adam Ochlin Basar B'neim Uvenosem, and people are going to start eating the flesh of their own children. Shenemar, it says in Amos, Shimu Hadavar Hazeh Paros HaBashim. Hear this matter, that the paras of Bashan, referring to big cows, which is a reference, not a pleasant reference, but not a compliment, but referring to large wives, Asher Bahar Shomer, that live in the mountain of Shomram, Ha'oshkos Dalam, that steal from the poor, Ha'rotitos Evyon, who are chasing after those who are very poor. So Amar Rava, Rava says, who is this? Kagon Hani Nishi de Mechoza, the women of Mechoza, because these women, the Achlan v'lo Avdan, they eat and they don't work. They sit back, they stay at home, and they just eat and stuff themselves. And Rashi explains in the top of Laman Gimel, Achlan v'lo Avdan v'nimsa shagoza says Balei, and they steal from the husband. The husbands are working hard, and they just sit back and they're eating and enjoying the show. Oh, and moreover, mitoch shalumdas b'maychel mishta, since they're so used to eating and drinking all day long, gormos lebalim ligzal, they're forcing their husbands to work harder and to make more money and bring more food and women and food and drinks home for them. So that's how we see this pasuk of when it leads to a gezel. Gezel is going to lead to what? What's going to be the result of this? The pasuk says. Uksimit says further in Amos, he kasi etzchaim bishidafon. I'm going to be rock. I'm going to send certain types of locusts or famines or things that ruin the produce. Harbos ganoseichem vecharmecheichem usenechem useisechem, your gardens, your vineyards, your figs, your olives. Yochel hagazim, the gezem, the locusts, they're going to come and eat it. Uksimit says further, yesma gezel, that which the gezem leaves over, achal arba, the arba, a different type of locust going to eat the remaining. The yesa arba, that which the arba leaves over, achal yelak, the yelak is going to eat it. The yesa yelak, achal achesa, these are all different types of arba, and whatever the previous species won't eat, the next species will in fact eat, and this is all a result of the stealing, the avon gezel. Uksivit says further, Bayigzer al yamin v'rav, and he made a decree, and there was a famine, so it also leads to famine. V'yochal al smol, v'lo saveu, he ate on his left, didn't have anything to eat. Ish basar zro yochelu, he ate the basar zro, he ate the basar of the arm. It sounds like pashup shah, the arm of the animal, but the dark drasha is al tikre basar zro el basar zaro. It doesn't say zro'o, a zro'o, like a shank bone. It says zaro, his own children. So stealing leads to locust, to famine, and eating one's own children. Lo aleinu. Bavon inoy hadin. When it comes to inoy hadin, which is the delaying of a psak din, of a verdict. And ius hadin, which is referring to people willingly giving improper din. Ukilka din, where people are not willingly, but they're not taking enough patience, they're giving a quick din without investigating further. Any of these forms of the destruction in the din will lead to a bitul Torah as well. In the same list, one wastes time of learning. Cherev ubiza rabba, the devar, but tzoros bal. It's going to lead to fighting, it's going to lead to terrible magefos, it's going to lead to a terrible famine. Ubnei Adam Ochlin Meinim Svein, people are going to eat and not be satisfied. Ve'ochlin Lachman B'mishkol, people are going to eat with very small portions and rations. The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, Ve'veisi Aleichem Cherev Nokemes Nikam Bris, I'm going to send out Cherev, a fighting, a sword. And the Pasuk goes on to say, Ve'shalachti Dever B'sochachem, it's also going to have a Magefa. Ve'in Bris El Torah, what does Bris mean? It says, Nakam Bris, I'm going to take revenge in a Bris. Ein bris el Torah. It's referring to bittul of Torah. Shenemar imelo brisi yomam v'layla. So, because on an account of bittul Torah, that will lead to cherev and dever. Uksivit says further, b'shivrei lachem mite lechem v'afu eser nashim. And it says further in the pasuk that hashivu lachmechem b'mishkol. They're going to weigh the bread v'achaltem velosis bo. They're going to eat and not be satisfied. This is all a result of not having a proper limud Torah, bittul Torah. It says further, Uksiv ya'an v'ya'an b'mishpat ma'asu. And these are all going to be results of having improper judgment, improper mishpat. Further, the Gemara says, "Vayter in the Gemara, ba'avon shuas shav." When a person takes a false shua, what's the result of that? Or shua sheker, he lies, either false lies or unnese shuas, or chil Hashem as well in the same list. These things, chil Hashem, chil Shabbos, chaya ra rab. It's going to lead to terrible wild animals running in the streets, endangering people's lives and hurting people. The domesticated animals are going to cease to exist, be extinct. Human mankind will start diminishing. And the streets will be empty. People won't be able to make it. We're kind of experiencing a little bit of that, where people are not going on the streets, and you're seeing videos of wild animals taking over the streets, monkeys and goats and whatnot. I'm sure you all saw that video. It says in the pasuk, "V'me'ela lo sevasu leave." It's with Ela that it's I'm not going to warn. Meaning what? I'll take be'ela ela ba'ala. All is lashon of shvua. So when it comes to Shua, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to turn back. Rather, he's going to be relentless in sending out the punishment for people who are making incorrect shvuos, shvuos shav, shvuos sheker. And vishlachti b'chem es achayis. I saw that I'm going to send out wild animals. And the pasuk says, v'chuis es behemtechem, I'm going to cut off your animals. V'miti eschem, I'm going to diminish you. All these are direct results of a shvuos shav and shvuos sheker. Then it says, "Uksiv shua sheker velo sishav v'lishmi sheker." Don't swear my name falsely. V'chilalti es shem elokecha, and don't desecrate my name. U'bechil Hashem, it says, "Uksiv velo sachu Hashem kodshi." So we see it's connecting shua shav, shua sheker to chil Hashem in general. U'bechil Shabbos, uksiv mechale moshuma. So we see all these averos are connected in terms of having the same type of punishment. The yalav chil chilam shua sheker. We all learn this from Gzeir Shava. Next thing on the list, the Gemara says, "Be'avon shvichas damim." When it comes to murder, Beis Hamikdash charv. That's going to lead to the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Shechina mistalekas miYisrael, and the Shechina is going to depart from Am Yisrael. Shenemar, it says, "Belo sachanifu." As and Pasuk says further, "As Asher, as Aret Asher Atemba, ki Adam hu yachanif." And it goes on to describe shvichas damim v'lo sitamu es aret asher atem yoshim ban. Don't contaminate the land within which you live, asher ani oshochem esocha, from within which I rest. So don't do that. But the implication is ha atem mitamin oso. If you desecrate my land by way of murder, ein cham yoshim ba, you won't sit in my land. You won't sit in Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to sit in the Beis Hamikdash. V'ein oshochem esocha, nor will I rest amongst Am Yisrael. So these are direct results of shvichas damim. Then the Gemara says, "Ba'avon gilui arayos." Gilui arayos is going to lead an avodas kochavim, avodas zara, u'hashmatas shmitim v'hayovlos, and in people not keeping proper lachas of shmita and yovel, galus balilam. That's going to lead to exile, u'maglin osan, and I'm going to send you out of my land, u'ban achem v'yoshim bimkomam, and other people, other nations will sit here in your place. So how do we know? Shenemar, it says, with respect to Arayos, ki es koa to'evos hakel, all these abominable things, asu anshe ha'aretz, that people do, you're going to contaminate my land, I'm going to take a punishment, and the pasuk concludes, it's going to spit out those who inhabit the land. I don't want to send you out, but with Gilui Arayos, the end of Parshat Achrimos, it says, it will lead to being thrown out of the land. Ubavodas Chachavim Ksiv, it says, V'nasati es pigreichem, I'm going to place the corpses, and it means that you're going to die in famine. V'ashmosi es mikdashechem, I'm going to desecrate the Beis HaMikdash. V'eschem ezere v'goyim, I'm going to spread you throughout the lands of the goyim. So we see here as well, Avodah Zarah leads to a number of different things, but one of them is it leads to galus. That's what we're concerned with right now. And with regard to Shemitim v'yovlos, how do we see that also leads to galus? As it says, Ksiv az tirtza aretz es shabsoseh koyime hashama, v'atem b'aretz oyveichem. As long as you keep the proper halachas, so then you're going to stay in the land. But if you don't, so then you're not going to stay in the land. It's going to be led to exile. Uksiv koyime hashamas tishbos. As long as you do hashmata shmita, you keep shmita properly, you'll be able to stay here. But if you don't stay here, you're going to be exiled from the land. Bavon nivlas peh, when a person speaks inappropriately by disgusting things, disgusting words, tsaros, rabos, ugzeros, kashos, mischadosh. This seems like one of the worst things in the world. This is something, unfortunately, people don't take seriously enough. How you define nivl peh, curse words, may or may not be certainly inappropriate. We'll see some examples in just a second. But it's going to lead to terrible tsaros. It's going to lead to terrible decrees, new decrees that people have never heard of before. Ubachre shone Yisrael, the mesim and the young men, Jews, will die from this. V'somim v'almanos, and there's going to be orphans and widows, tzokim, screaming, ve'enum ne'anim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't heed them. Shenemar akena al b'churav lo yismach Hashem, on the young men, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't pay attention. Ves isomav v'almanos of l'yirachim, will be no rachmanos on widows and orphans. Ki chul chanev meira, because all of them had been discussing v'chol pedavar, I'm going to return my anger for Nivelpeh, but oh, yado natuya, my hand will be outstretched in order to afflict those with punishment. So my v'od yado natuya, what does it mean? The hand will be stretched out. Amr of Hanan bar Rava hakol yodim kala lama nichnasa l'chupa. Everyone knows why a chasan and kala get married. Where what happens after the wedding? It's all yadua. Elakola menabel piv, those who speak about this unnecessarily, even if a person had been destined to live a 70 years, which, you know, is a full life, nowadays, Baruch Hashem, people's life expectancy is long, but whatever the life expectancy is of that person, a full life, the tova, a life full of good, if he speaks in such matters, his fortune will turn to bad, simply for speaking nivelpeh about that which we know, but we don't discuss these things in public or even in private if it's unnecessary. So Amar Rabba Bar Shila, Amar Rav Chisda, call menabel ef piv, those who do turn their pen to a nevela, who make it disgusting, to filthy mouth, ma'mikin lo gehenema, the gehenem deepens for such a person. Shenemar shucha amuka pizaros, is a deep cavity in the world for those who pee, those pet the mouths of this world, who are zaros, who are zar, who are foreign, who are disgusting. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar af shomea v'shosek, those who hear and stay silent, don't reprimand, they too are bechlal, that same punishment. Shenemar zu'um Hashem yipol shama, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be inflict punishment for those who also pay attention to listen to such speech. Gemara now says, Amar of Hoshaya, kol memarik atmo la'avera, a person who turns his way to do averos, chaburos ubatzon yotzinbo, he's going to be afflicted with types of pains and wounds. Shenemar chaburos patsa tamruk bira, I'm going to afflict an evil person ra with wounds and cuts. V'lo, oh, not only that, he says, ela shenidon badrokon, he's going to be punished with hadrokon, which was some type of GI illness. And shenemar umakos chavei beten, there's going to be pain within the stomach. So Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, simen la'avera hadroken. The simen for znus, he says, simen for this particular avera hadroken. When a person has hadroken, a person has got stomach issues and GI issues, that is indicative of znus taking place. So Tanur Rabban, the Brisa says, shlosha mini hadroken hein, there are really three types of hadroken. There's shel avera, there's that which results from avera, avera of znus. There's ava, that which happens from a person being too heavy. And shel rav, a person who's afflicted with famine. So these are three ways. A person gets a GI, you either assume he's got znus, you assume the guy is heavy, too much fat, or the guy's not eating enough. These are three ways. So the Gemara says, tapuach, when the stomach begins to stick out, so then, v'shal kshafim, let's go back a second. Shavera is ava. When it comes from avera, so then the stomach gets very, very, very thick. When it comes because of famine, tafuach, the stomach kind of blows up, it sticks out. You see sometimes pictures of those Africans who are starving, they have very large stomachs, they're empty, they're emaciated, but the stomachs stick out. V'akshakshaf, when it comes from witchcraft, it's dak, the skin is very, very thin. So these are different indicators of hadrokon and where they come from, what are the causes of them. Shmuel katan chashbe, one time he had some GI issues, his stomach was hurting him. So Amar Shmuel says, Ribono Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, me mefes, who's going to tell everyone that this hadroken is not because of znus chas v'shalom, it's coming about because he's starving himself, he's not eating enough. So the Gemara says, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, I'll heal you, we don't want people to be choshed you for znus, so he made him better. Abaye chashbe, once Abaye also was suffering from this stomach issue of hadroken. Amar Rava, Rava said, Abai was hurting. Rava said, Yadanu be ben Achman, I know Abai well. Demachman Afshe, it's because he starved himself, and that's why he has this hadroken, and don't be choshed him for any avera. Rava choshbe, once Rava was struck with hadroken, v'har Rava hu d'amar, how is that possible? Didn't Rava himself know that it's a terrible thing to have hadroken? He was so concerned about Abaye. So why did Rava, apparently Rava starved himself also, certainly it didn't come because it's nus, And we assume it wasn't witchcraft, so it must have come because he was starving himself. So didn't Rav already learn his lesson from Abaye that he shouldn't starve himself? So the Gemara says, "Unafisha k'tilan kedar menife kafan." So many people die because they didn't go to the bathroom. That they're not going to the bathroom also is somehow a result of starving, and that leads to it. So therefore, why did he do this? So the Gemara says, "Shiny Rava." Rava says, "Da'anti le rabbanim be'idin le ba'al korchem." He didn't choose to do this. There's a case of, I guess, they're connecting somehow starving and not going to the bathroom. These are very much related. Again, it's affecting the digestive system and the way the bladder works and the kidneys, and many parts of the stomach, of course. So apparently, this was a medical issue he had because since he was forced by the Talmidim of continuing to learn and continuing to teach, he didn't have the chance to go to the bathroom always on time, and that's what caused it to him. He didn't want it. He wasn't starving himself, but because he couldn't use the bathroom often enough, that's what caused his particular ailment. So the Gemara says now at the end of the daf here, Tanur Barna, the Brisa says, Arba Simanim Hay, the bottom of the Amud here, there are four Simanim of Aveira, of different types of Simanim, Simin La Aveira. A Simin that a person has an Aveira is Hadrokan. When a person has some type of stomach issue, that's a sign he's Mizana. Simin L'sinas Chinim, a person has hatred for another Yidim for no reason, Yerakum, the face somehow turns greenish. Simin L'gasas Ruach, a person is a Balgaiva, Anias. Anias Batora, he learns very little because he's a Balgaiva. And similarly, Lashon Hara, Askara. Askara is some type of another stomach issue, which starts off in the stomach and ends up in the throat. So that's the simon of a person speaking Lashon Hara. So the Gemara says, last few words in the Amud before turning the page, Tanur Rabbanan, Askara Balyalam. Askara, again, is something that starts off in the stomach and develops up in the throat of some sort. That comes about Al Meiser. When a person eats Teva without being mafish chumos and maisos, that leads to this Askara, which could be ultimately deadly. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yossi Omer, Al Lashon Hara. He says, no, it comes about when a person speaks Lashon Hara. That's the cause of such an illness. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Vitei others say Rabbi Shuben Levi, Maikra, what's the pasuk when it says in Tilim Vamelch, Yismach Belokim, Yishalal Kol Anishba Bo, Ki Yisacher Pi Dovrei Shaker. So the fact that it's connecting Ki Yisacher in the mouth of those who speak Lashon Hara, that seems to be a proof for Rebbe Elazar that Lashon Hara, Pi Dovrei Shaker, is what causes Ki Yisacher, which is the reference to Ask Kara, reference to the illness of the stomach that leads to the mouth. So the Gemara says, Ibari Lahu, they asked the question, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, Al Lashon Hara Kamar, does he say that Askara only comes because of Lashon Hara? Oh, Dilma Af Al Lashon Hara Nami Kamar. Or is he adding, in addition to it coming for those who don't take Meiser and yet eat the Tevel, does it also come on Lashon Hara? Is he adding to the previous opinion, or is he arguing entirely? Are they mutually exclusive? So the Gemara brings a raya, Tashma, it says, Kishenichnesu Rabboseinu LaKerem. When they came into the Kerem, the base measures, B'yavna, Hayasham, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon. These three great tzaddikim were there. Nishalo She'ela Zubafneim, they raised the following question, they posed the question, there's a panel, and Makazu, the Mak of Askara, Mibnei Ma, Maschelet, Bibnei Mayayim, the Gomeris Bepeh, how come it starts off in the stomach and then eventually makes its way to the mouth? Why is that the process, the journey of this illness? So Nana Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yolai, Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom, he was always the first to speak. Rabbi Yehuda ben Yolai answered, Afa Amar, Afa Bisha Kalayal, Yatsos, even though the kidneys are what advise, V'lei Maven, the heart begins to understand and process it, Lashon Mechatech, the tongue, begins to articulate, U'peh Gomer, and finishes off going through the mouth. That's a description of Lashon Hara. So since it starts off in the stomach, the Kalayals are understood to be the place of counsel, it starts from the stomach and leads its way, moves its way up, finally through the mouth. And that's the path, the Midah Keneged Midah, of how the Onish travels as well. So Nana Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosef Amar, he says, Mipnei She'olchem Ba Dvar Metameim, because people eat Dvar Metameim, they eat things that which are tummy. So Gemara says, Dvar Metameim, Ksalka Daitach? He says, Dvar Metameim, is that the cause of Askara? No one says Dvar Metameim. So Ella, She'olchem Ba Dvar Metameim Mesukanim. He meant to say, or he did say, it was just recorded incorrectly, he meant to say for eating things that were not properly fixed, namely, not separating Chumos and Maisos. So then, Nenner Rabbi Shimon V'Amar, Rabbi Shimon V'Amar, Bittul Torah. It comes about because of Bittul Bavon, Bittul Torah. Because people don't learn and wasting time, that leads to Askara. So Amr Lo, Sacham said to Rabbi Shimon, really, is that true? Nashim Yochichu. Look at women. Women also die from Askara, and they're not chayiv to learn. There's no Isra Bittul Torah for them, so why would they die from Askara? So there's a very incredible answer that women may or may not be happy with hearing, but this is the truth. Shemivatlos es baaleim, that they cause their husbands to mivatul Torah from different reasons, whether it be because they have to go shopping, clean the dishes, who knows, my wife is listening to me right now, prepare for Pesach. Now all these things relate to mitzvahs. Of course you have to do the Gemara, and the Kedushin tells us that the Amoraim were very, very makbid to be involved in mitzvahs of cleaning the house for Shabbos and for Pesach and things like that sort. But for other matters, where the women are mevata the husband from learning, whatever that might be, that is what why women die from Askara. Nachum, about non-Jews, they also die from Askara, and they're not chayiv in Torah, so there's no Isser Bittul Torah for them. Rabbi Shimon says, shemevatlan es Yisrael, they're causing us to not learn as much, whatever they're bothering with, causing us to work more, whatever the issues are, whatever means they are being mevatel, but they are mevatel, clients are from learning, and that's why they get punished with Askar. So what about tinokos yochichu? What about young children? They're not chayiv in Bittul Torah, they're not chayiv in Limud HaTorah, so why do they die from Askar? Shemevatlan es Avim, because they bother their father sometimes and prevent them from learning. So what about Tinoko Shabbos Rabbim? They're not Mevatel. They're not Mevatel their fathers, not Mevatel themselves. They're learning. So why they die from Askara? Yochicha, that should prove the case that Askara doesn't come based on Bittul Torah. Hasam, there he said, Kid Rabbi Goryim. The Tinoko Shabbos Rabbim, who are not being Mevatel, anyone's learning, they're learning very properly, they die because of a different reason. Dama Rabbi Goryim, Vitema, others say Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shemaya, Bezman Shev Tzadikim Bedor, Tzadikim in Nispasim Al Hador. When they're tzaddikim in this door, so then when there's a tzar that comes and there's a punishment deserving of the punishment, that's carried out in the tzaddikim. They take one for the team, it's a kapara. She'ein tzaddikim ador, when there are no tzaddikim in the generation, so then tinokos shobeis rabban nispasim ahador. Then it's the young children, the young pure neshamas that are taken from the world to provide a kapara. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Zeir, Vamila, others say Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Nizira, Mikra, what's the pasuk that supports this concept that young boys who are learning, they'll die to protect the generation? It says in the pasuk in Shir Hashim, which we'll be reading this coming Shabbos, so hopefully those, no requirement to read it, but it's certainly encouraging and beautiful sefer. So, Imlo Tzedula Chayafa Banashim, if they don't pay attention, Tzilcha Bikve Atzon. And it goes on to say, Uri'ies Gideyasayich, the shepherd of the young kid goats, Al Mishkanos Haroim, women Mishkanos Haroim, mean Amiran Gideyim Hamushachim Al Haroim, the young children who are brought about because of the Roim, the Tzadikim, there are no Tzadikim in the world, so then they're the ones who replace the Gideyim, replace the Tzadikim in terms of the Kapara that are carried out to protect the generation. Shmami, now we learn from here, either way from this whole discussion, Af, Alashon Hara, Nami Kamar. Going back to our original point here, when Reb Elazar said Askar comes about because of Lashon Hara, was he saying only Lashon Hara, or was it coming in addition to Lashon Hara? And from the fact that he says, Shmami, now what's the Raya? One second here. Right, so The Gemara says above, Rashi points out, Shmamina af halashon hara v'lo paliga meiser, ta'kamar hacha shem ochlin dvar shem misukim. The fact that Rabbi Elazar himself, in this conversation with Rabbi Yehuda ben Elai and Rabbi Shimon, said, why does Askara come? And he answered because of ochlim shem misukim. That's different than what he has said before about lashon hara. So Rabbi Elazar clearly holds that both are valid reasons as to why this Askara comes about. So now the Gemara says, "Va'amai kari le'rosh ha'madabrim b'chol makom." Why do we always refer to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elai as the Rosh Madabrim, the one who always speaks first? Now, apropos to Pesach, so Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says the tzacha dash b'achav. He gives the Rashi Tevos of the Eser Makos, and some say Rabbi Yehuda spoke in Rosh Madabrim. He spoke in Rashi Tevos. That's how he spoke. That's why it's called Rosh Madabrim. Lav dafka that he's always the first to speak, but he always spoke in Rashi Tevos, which is an interesting idea. Either way, from Pashup Shat, why was he always the first one to speak? So the Gemara says, because the Yasser, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, they're one time sitting. And this is, again, the famous Maisa, Daf Lamed Gimel, Lag Ba'omer. You'll see this is the Maisa, Rabbi Shimon, the famous story. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon were all sitting down on a different occasion. The Yasser, Yehuda ben Gerim, and the father, Rabbi Yehuda, was also sitting Gabai with these three. And Pasach, Rabbi Yehuda of Amar, Rabbi Yehuda began speaking and saying that, Kama Na'am Ma'aseh Mishal Umazu. How beautiful are the actions of this nation referring to the Romans? Tiknu Shvakim and Tiknu Gisharim, Tiknu Merchatzos, they built marketplaces, they built bridges, they built the bathhouses. Rabbi Yossi, Shasak Rabbi Yossi stayed there, he didn't respond. And Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omar, he said, Everything that they created and built and constructed was all for their own selfish reasons. Tiknu shvakim lahosha ben zonos. They built marketplaces so that they could station zonos. Merchatzos la'adin ben atzman. They made bathhouses so that they could enjoy and beautify themselves. Gesharm, they built bridges leitomahem mechas, to take tax, to collect tolls. So that was the conversation. So as a side point, Rav Yasha points out here, how is it possible, Rav Yehuda ben Elai, who spoke first, how was he able to speak about the wonderful things the Romans did? There's an Isser of Lo Sechanim. Lo Sechanim, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah tells us, includes three different Isserim. One is you can't give a free gift to a non-Jew. Number two is you can't give karka in Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew. And number three is you can't give compliments to a non-Jew. So how was Rabbi Yehuda, able to give compliments to a guy? So the answer, Rav Yashar says, when the goy does something good for you, out of a karas hatov, you're allowed to. You're allowed to. So how can Rabbi Shimon say otherwise? Rabbi Shimon says, you can't give a karas hatov if it wasn't done for you. If it was unintentional, you would not be able to give proper a karas hatov, and that's why he didn't. Happens to be a fascinating story. I spoke on this topic on All Daf, in today's All Daf, about giving a karas hatov. I didn't mention the story. There's a great maisa with that was asked to Rav Zilberstein. I'm not sure there's time to say the story quickly, but the maisa quickly was with a Jew fell into a subway track, and no one was there to save him. And a big black schwarzer came and jumped and picked him up and saved him and threw him out of the place and saved his life. And he sat on the train afterwards, went to work. And as if nothing happened, the Schwarzer. So someone went over to him and said, "I don't understand. You just saved the guy's life. How come you weren't? So excited and proud of yourself? You didn't even like smile." He says, "Listen, I get paid $50 an hour, and if the train would have ran over a person, I would have been stuck here for 3 hours missing money. So I didn't want to wait. So I saved him. But he didn't save him to save him. He saved him in order to save himself, really." So the question to Reb Zilberstein was: this person, this Yid who was saved, wanted to give money to whoever saved him. He had in mind, whoever saves me, I'm going to give so much money. But now that he found out, the guy didn't really want to save him. He wanted to save himself. Do you have to give a karas hatov? Rabbi Zilberstein said, you have to give a karas hatov. You do have to, because even unintentional gratitude is warranted. But based on this discussion, according to Rabbi Yashiv, it comes out that unwarranted karas hatov, you don't. If you're doing things for your own selfish reasons, according to Rabbi Shimon, that they built the bridges in Merchatos, then one would not have to give Hakar Satov, as Rabbi Shimon said. But according to Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even though they may have done it for themselves, we are still benefiting from the Shvakim and from their Chatzos and from the different things that they're building. Therefore, it does warrant Hakar Satov. So it comes out here, maybe, is the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and between Rabbi Shimon is when there's unintentional benefits from a guy, do they deserve a karas hatov or not? Either way, this was the conversation. And then the Gemara says, Vayter in the Gemara, Ozel hu ubrei. Now Rabbi, what happened? Sorry, I skipped a line. We are up to now, Halach Yehuda ben Gerim, the Yehuda ben Gerim, who was not part of the Tzadikim, he was sitting there. The Sipra Divrayim, the Nishmu, the Malchus, he was speaking about what would happen and ended up making its way to the Roman government. And they heard that Rabbi Yehuda was praising what they had done. Rabbi Shimon had reprimanded them or spoke down, belittled what they accomplished. So Amru, Yehuda Sheila, so Yehuda, who is Meshabech Yisala, we're going to appoint him as Rosh Medabrim. That's why he earned that title. Yosi Sheshasak Yigla Letzipori. Yosi, who stayed silent, we're going to exile him to Tzipori, to a faraway city in Eretz Yisrael. Shimon Shegina, Shimon, who disgraced us, Yeharg, we're going to kill him. So Azel, who will brave Tashu Be Mejasha, Rabbi Shimon got wind of what was going on, that there's a decree to kill him. So he and his son, Rabbi Elazar, they went and hid. And they hid in the base medrash. Kol yoma hava maisi lehu devesu rifsa v'chuza demaya v'karchi. Every single day, his wife would bring Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar, his son, some bread and some water. Kitak of gzerasa, when the gzera got even stronger, they started searching more and more for Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar, and they couldn't find him. So then Amar le levrei, Rabbi Shimon turns to his son Rabbi Elazar and says to him, Noshim daitin kalalem. Women are very weak. I mean, they might end up taking, mommy, my wife, your mommy, and force her to tell us where we are. Dilma mitzarele megalilan. They're going to torture to tell them where we are. Let's go. Let's run away. Azu tasha b'marasa. They hid in the famous caves. It's rach shinisa. A nace happened. Ibari lahu charuva ve'ena demaya. They end up having a carob tree that grew from them and a spring of water that also, from a miracle, just sprouted up. They took off their clothing every single day so their clothing wouldn't get ruined. They would bury themselves in sand up until the neck so they would be covered so they could learn properly. Everything was covered. All day long they would learn. When it came to davin, they would wear their clothing. Davin properly. Then they take the clothing off yet again. Again, so that they wouldn't wear out the clothing. If Svu Treis Harshnei Bamarsa, they spent 12 years learning in the cave. Also Eliyahu v'kama pischa de Ma'arasa. Eliyahu Navi came at the entranceway to the Ma'ara, and Amar, he says, Man lo de l'bar yochai de meis keser u'batu gzerasa. Who's going to let Shimon ben Yochai know that the Caesar, the king, has died, and the decree is no longer, and you could come out freely? So Nafku, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lazar both came out. Chazar into the Kakaribu Vizaru. They saw people who were plowing, people who were planting, they were working on the farm. So Amar here, Rabbi Shimon turns to his son, Rabbi Lazar, and he says to him, Manichin Chai Olam, they're leaving the world of Limud Torah Chai Olam, and Oskin Bechai Shan, they're Osek and Olam Hazeh, Komakum Shinos, and they were so upset. Any place that they looked, a name where they placed their eyes, Miyad Nisiv, they had a fire beaming from their eyes, they burnt everything they looked at. So what happened was, Yotz Zabaskal, out came a heavenly voice. Amar Lehem says to them, "Lahachriv es olami yotasim." Did you come out to destroy my world? So it said, "Chizul lemarasim." Go back to your caves. And Hadir also, they went back to the caves. Esvi treser yarchi shasa. They sat there for another 12 months, another year. Amar, they said, "We should be here for a year because mishpat risham begihenim. A rush is gehenim. Shtei masar chodesh. So we were doing rishus. We were doing the wrong thing in the eyes of Hashem. So we must be here in gehenim for 12 months. So they stayed for another year." And then Yatz Sabaskal, the heavenly voice, came out, Vamar, Tsumi Maraschem, leave your caves, you guys are left to go free. Nafka, they went out, Kalhecha the Havi Mech, wherever they had looked, Rabbi Lazar, so Havi Masi, Rabbi Shun would fix. Rabbi Lazar wasn't able to harness his strength yet. Rabbi Lazar looked and he burned. Rabbi Shun looked again and he was able to fix the damage of his son. So then the Gemara says, Amar La, Rabbi Shun says, Bini, Dai La'olam Ani Vat. It's enough that the world has me and you learning, that's sufficient for the world, and the rest could be working the land. Bahadi Pani Demali Shabbos, when it was Erev Shabbos, Chazu Hahu Saba, they saw an elderly man, Tavanakat Trey Madana Asa, he was holding two things of Hadassim, two branches of Hadassim. They run, he was busy running. Beina Shmashas, it was right between Shki and Seis. Amrulay, they said to the old man, Hani Lamulach, why do you have two Hadassim? I never heard of such a minhag. Amrulahu, he says to them, Lechvod Shabbos, I want to smell them Lechvod Shabbos. Besamim, it's a beautiful smell. You get more brachos, you get more brachos. It's a wonderful thing. But Tesagilech Bechad, it's a very nice thing to smell and say brachos, but why two? One's sufficient. So he says, Chad Keneged Zachar, Chad Keneged Shamar. One for Zachar of the Aseret HaDibros, and one for Shamar of the Aseret HaDibros. Amrulay, they say, Ah, Lebrei. Rabbi Shimon says to his son, Chazu Kama Chaviva Mitzvah HaYisrael, Yasra Daitayu. Look how beautiful mitzvahs are in their eyes. They're seeking opportunities to mechadish things, mehadir things, and that satisfied them in the way Klai Yisrael is working. Now, interesting, there's a discussion in the poskim when it comes to Ner Shabbos. How many shot candles should a woman light? So it's brought down that by the Rav Yah, that the practice is to light two candles, but really it's enough to light one. But people have the custom of lighting two, because if it's one, no one realizes it's for Shabbos. You have two, no one has two candles next to each other. That's special for Ner Shabbos. It's just for Hecker that people realize it's for Shabbos, as opposed to just stop lighting the room. But then he brings in another opinion based on our Gemara here, that there's two candles, one for Zachar and one for Shamar. Now the Nachmina is, should one have three, four, five? Should you have more than two? According to the second reason of Zachar or Shamar, there should only be two, there shouldn't be more. It should only be for Zachar and Shamar. But according to the first opinion, it's to show that there's a Hecker, so the more candles that are there, then the more nicker it is, it's for Hilchot Shabbos. Halacha L'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's sufficient to have two candles for Ner Shabbos, one Keneged Zachar, one Keneged Shamar. But the Rama writes that one's allowed to light as many as they want, and that's certainly permitted. And many do have the practice, of course, of lighting Keneged all the different children in their family. And then the Shlaz brought down as well some of the practice of lighting seven, Keneged the Menorah, the base of Mikdash. So there are various customs, but one of them is based on Shamar V'Zachar of this particular Gemara. So then back to the Gemara, let's finish the daf. The Gemara says, Shama Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair Chasne, the son-in-law of Rabbi Shimon, who is Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, so he said, he heard that Rabbi Shimon left, and Nafik Lape went out to greet his shver. Aylu lebei banei, he brought him to the Beis HaMerchat, have a ka'arich le lebisrei. Rabbi Pinchas was busy fixing all his skin, because it got very ruined, the 12 years they spent learning in the cave and in the sand. Chazid the Habib Pili Begufa. He saw that he had all types of cuts in the things, sand and stuck in crevices in the skin. Have a kabachi the kanasi dimis ain't never come to chalei. Rabbi Pinchas was busy crying when he saw this, the terrible physical state that his father-in-law was in. So Amrulay, Rabbi Pinchas says to Rabbi Shimon, Oyli shari aischa bekach. Woe to me, I saw you in such a disgusting in a way of such a pain to me. Amrulay, Rabbi Shimon says, Ashrecha. Shiri Sani Bekach. Praiseworthy you are that you saw me like this. Shemali Lo Risi Bekach, had you not seen me in such a way, then Lo Matasi Bekach, then you wouldn't find the such chachma. I mean, I was able to get the such chachma because of all the yisurim, all the pains I went through, the 12 years in the cave, and the sand, and the carob trees, and the water, all that, the difficulty of living, brought about to such an elevation in Limud HaTorah. Demikara ki habe makshe, when I would, Rabbi Shimon initially, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Kusha, habe mefarakle, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yara, tracer peruke. Initially, when Rabbi Shimon would have a question, Rabbi Pinchas was able to offer 12 different answers. Lasof, after the 12 years of learning, when Rabbi Shimon would ask a question, kabe makshe, Rabbi Pinchas bar Yara Kusha, when Rabbi Pinchas would ask a question, habe mefarakle, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, esen va'arba peruke. Rabbi Shimon asked, answered 24 ways. So it seems before the cave, Rabbi Shimon was not as high level as his son-in-law, Rabbi Pinchas. But after the 12 years in the cave, the tables have turned significantly, where Rabbi Shimon was able to answer 24 different answers to the kashyas of Rabbi Pinchas. Let's go a little bit further now, and we'll stop. The Gemara then says that Amar Holvis Rachash Nisa, since an ace happened, so that Rabbi Shimon was saved, Izal Askin Milsa, I should fix something. There's a concept when you go experience an ace, you should fix something, do something about it, create something in the world, because when a person gets a certain inspiration in the world, you want to make an accomplishment. Sometimes people get inspired, but they're not willing to make a change. During the moment of inspiration, they want to change, but the next day comes, the change doesn't happen. You know, I think I'm scared that's what's going to happen after the coronavirus leaves. Hopefully that should happen soon. We're all inspired to do a lot of learning, a lot of davening, a lot of chesed, but will this remain with us when this is all over? Only time will tell, but this is a great Musa Haskell based on this concept that after Rabbi Shimon spent 12 years and through the miracles, he wanted to fix something. How do we know there's such a concept of doing this? It says with respect to Yaakov, Vayavo Yaakov Shalom, he came in whole, in peace. He came complete. Esav didn't get him. Lavan didn't get him. He was Shalom. The Amar Rav says, Shalom Begufo, Shalom Bimono, Shalom Bisaraso. He was complete physically, he was complete financially, and he was complete spiritually. Vayichens Pnei Ha'ir, and what happened was, Vayichens Pnei Ha'ir, Amar Rav Matabeya Tikkun Lehem. He made a currency, he made coins. He was Masakin something. Ushmu Amar Shvakim Tikkun Lehem. He was able to build and construct marketplaces for financing. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Marchatzos Tikkun Lehem. He's able to make bathhouses. So Amar Ika Milsa Debaila Tekune. So Rabbi Shimon, so after seeing that Rabbi Yaakovinu had fixed various things, so we see there's a concept when you get inspired to do something, you accomplish something, go build something, fix something for the klal, whether it be in currency, whether it be in marketplace, whether it be bathhouses, do something for the tzibur. So here as well, Amar Lo, so Rabbi Shimon says, is that Amar Ika Milsa Debaila Tekune. Is there something I could fix? I've been inspired. What could I fix? Amar Lo, Ika Duchta Dispei, Savik Tumah. There's a place at Savik Tumah, Vishle Tzara Lekoanim, and it's very painful for the Koanim Lakufi to go around. So what happened was, Amar Ika Inish Yada Dis Chadik Hachat Hara, is a person who knows that a certain place was Tahor or not. And Amar Le, Hahu Sabah, there's a certain elderly man. And the Gemara goes on to explain what he did. We'll stop here because it goes well into the next stuff. But Rabbi Shimon went on to go find the places that were Tameh, the places that were Tahor, in order to be Misakin the paths for the Kohanim. So obviously the next few days we will not be learning, but Mirat Hashem on Sunday we can learn perhaps at 7:45, we'll do during Chol HaMoed, we'll learn 7:45 together. Everybody have a wonderful day, a good Erev Yontif, a good Yontif, a Chag Kasher V'Sameach.